This is an executive summary of Section 721 Exchange, the tax code behind UPREIT conversions, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Behind every UPREIT conversion is a single provision of the tax code, Section 721. Just as Section 1031 enables like-kind exchanges, Section 721 enables tax-deferred contributions of property to a partnership, the mechanism that lets property owners contribute real estate to a rights operating partnership for units without triggering tax. Understanding Section 721 is key to understanding the 721 exchange, what it says, how it defers the gain, how it differs from Section 1031, when the deferred gain eventually comes due, and how the step up at death can erase it. While the mechanics are technical and warrant professional guidance, the core concept is elegant. Contributing property to a partnership for an interest in that partnership isn't treated as a taxable sale, so the gain is deferred. This guide explains the tax code behind UPREIT conversions, what Section 721 says, the deferral mechanism, when the gain is triggered, tax protection, and the step-up. Section 721 of the Internal Revenue Code provides, in essence, that no gain or loss is recognized to a partnership or to any of its partners when property is contributed to the partnership in exchange for an interest in the partnership. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.